Back here with the South Hamilton boys, 4x200. They are your Class 2A state champions in a time of 1:28.02. Second championship of the weekend for the Hawks. And we'll start out with the Anchor Lake Tide Coin. You win the Open 4 today, come back, you anchor the 4x2. Tell me how it feels.
Oh, I mean, it's amazing. You know, it's been a couple weeks since we've seen a PR. And, I mean, you couldn't ask for better weather, you know. And we knew coming in that we had the chance to do something special. And, I mean, with the team means way more than any individual. So this is truly special.
And Reese, Ricky, you were part of that third leg, that handoff between you and Ty, really, I think, was what did it in. A perfect handoff. Ty got out. How did it feel your leg there?
It was good. I needed a redemption from my DMED 400. So it was good to run good for today. And then me and Ty practice handoffs all the time. Usually they're good. So it's good to see that came out on the big stage and everything went well.
Colby Heidenfield, Nick Sieberstein, I'll talk to both of you. You guys were the first couple legs. Just had a feel for you getting out of the blocks and getting it to Nick, who had to finish out that first time around the track.
Getting out of the blocks, had a good toe drag. I heard it. That just means the world to me because that means you have a good block start. And I got to Nick. It was a little slow coming in, but we got the handoff off eventually.
Yeah. Handoffs have been weird lately because he's been coming off the Open 4 every home meet and everything. So, I mean, it worked out. We got the handoff still quick. Then I booked to Reese, and then that was good. So it all worked out. So.